Okay, Rebos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Tainus Daf Yud, and it's a big schuss to be back with everybody. Learning the Daf Yomi after an extensive trip to America, to Chutz Laaretz, and a little bit of a recovery. So we are back, Baruch Hashem, learning the Daf, and we have turned the page from Rosh Hashanah to Tainus. Obviously, this was for you, it was probably a week and a half ago, but first time I'm recording in about 2 weeks, so Baruch Hashem, it's good to be back. So we're here at the bottom of Tesmah Beis, second line up, Kaman Ozla, Had Amar Rabbi Chanina. If you remember, at the end of yesterday's, or in the middle, towards the end of yesterday's daf, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, in terms of where the rain, right, where the precipitation, where the drink water that we get from, where that comes from. Does that come from the ocean? That was Rabbi Elazar's shita, right, and then it gets sweetened when it goes back up into the clouds. Or Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that the water in the clouds comes from the upper waters, right, if you remember from Maaseh Bereishis, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the rakia, right, and separated between the upper waters and the lower waters. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the water simply comes from the waters that are above the rakia, and that's where the clouds get water, right, and they head back and forth. So the Gemara now asks, right, come on, Asla, Hadar Amir Rabbi Chanina, right, whose shita is in line with this shita of Rabbi Chanina? The Pasuk says, that Kones Kaneid Mehayam, Nosin Botaros Tomos, meaning that Kosh Baruch Hu, right, put the deep waters in Otsar and in storehouses. Right, so what does that mean? So as Rabbi Chanina says that, right, ki garam la otzaros shismalu bar, right, tohomos, meaning how do you know that the otzaros, which usually storehouses, usually in the Gemara usually refers to like grain and wheat and barley and stuff. So who is the one who causes the storehouses to be full? So that's the tohomos, the deep waters, right, i.e., right, the waters on the earth, right. So that's Rabbi Elazar, right, who said that the water that we drink, right, the rainwater comes from the oceans and from down here. Rabbi Yeshua, how does Rabbi Yeshua understand that pasuk? So who? B'riyasa shalolam. That's simply talking about B'riyasa shalolam. Right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, when he created the world, right. That's basically what it wasn't real. Right, Rashi says, right. If you look at the top Rashi, right. Kesiv shahaya kolam shatuf b'mayim. Right, the whole world was filled with water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu konsam b'makom echad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered them all to one place, right, to make the oceans and to reveal the lands. That's what the pasuk says. And it was similarly, right, as just like a person gathers his grain into a storehouse, right, that's what the pasuk is talking about, right? It's like a metaphor. It's not necessarily talking about where the waters come from that causes us to have grain. Okay, fine, Viter. We learned in a brisa. Eretz Yisrael never raised tchila. Eretz Yisrael was created first. We're going to have a bunch of maimaros about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael was created first when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And the rest of the world was created afterwards. Shneimar's pasuk says, Ad lo osa eretz v'chutzot, right? God made Eretz Yisrael, v'chutzot, and chutz laaretz. Eretz Yisrael mashka osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'atzmo, right? V'chol ha'olam kulo al yidei shaliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waters Eretz Yisrael himself, right? Kibyachol. And then he sends a shliach, let's say, you know, through some others, some sort of angel or whatever, some sort of koach, right? That's quote unquote secondary from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not really, obviously. Obviously, Hashem does everything, but he gives the kochos to other forces, shall we say, to send rain to the rest of the world. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, and Hosein Matar al pnei haaretz v'shaleach mayim al pnei chutzos. Okay, right? He Hosein al pnei haaretz, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives water, and then shaleach, he sends it, right, to chutz laaretz, right, to the other lands. That's what we're saying here. Eretz Yisrael shows a megishamim, v'chol ha'olam kulo mitamsis, right? Eretz Yisrael drinks rainwater, and the rest of the world drinks leftover rainwater, I guess, which is not as good. Right? Shneimar, as Pasuk says, anosi matar al pnei haaretz. Okay. Eretz Yisrael shows a tchila, and sure enough, Eretz Yisrael drinks, literally means drinks first, v'chol ha'olam kulo masof, and the rest of the world drinks afterwards. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, anosi matar al pnei haaretz. Right, again, same Pasuk we've been quoting. What's the mashal? What's the parable? The story that's kind of is similar. The simile is the word, right? The simile that kind of conveys this idea. Right, just like a person makes cheese, right? What are you doing? You make cheese. You gather all the whey and the liquid and I don't know what, all the curds, I guess. And at the end, right, you take the cheese. Right, cheese comes out, but you leave over, right, the leftovers. So that's the same thing, right? How Kosh Baruch Hu kind of waters Eretz Yisrael and then gives the leftovers to everyone else. Okay, Amar Mar, it was said that mamtakin hein ba'avim, meaning that Rabbi Elazar, if you remember from yesterday, right, Rabbi Yeshua had said to him, well, what do you mean? How could the whole world drink ocean water is salty. So Rabbi Elazar said back to him that the water becomes sweet in the clouds. So the Gemara says, Minali. So where does he get that from? So the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Cheshchas Mayim Ave Shechakim. The Cheshchas, Choshech, right? The darkness of the water is the thickness of the sky, meaning the clouds. Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, Cheshchas Mayim Ave Shechakim, and so too, Cheshchas Mayim Ave Shechakim. So how do you explain, what are those two things? So Shakol Kaf, right? It's a very funny thing the Gemara does. It doesn't usually do this, but it says, take a Kaf, right? Kaf is meaning the letter Kaf, right? From Cheshchas, you have the word Cheshchas, and you have the word Cheshras. So he says, take the Kaf, Veshadi Aresh, right, and put a resh there, and then v'kari bay chachsharas. Then you have the word chachsharas. Rashi actually says that if you look at Rashi, very interesting Rashi, that it's not actually a ches. Right, if you look at klomar kach, what is it? Where is it? Did I see it? Where did I see it? Not in Rashi. Meaning the word chachsharas. Chacharas is does not mean chacharas. That's not a word. I mean, it's supposed to be chacharas. I didn't see it in Rashi. I really thought I saw it in Rashi. Okay, I don't see it over here. Either way, I mean, the Pasha says that word means, or that kind of word means to prepare. Meaning that's where he learns it. That the chacharas mayim, that the chacharas mayim, the preparation of the waters are done in the clouds. Okay, that's where Rabbi Elazar gets it from. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Bahani kray my darshibu." Right, obviously, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with that pasuk? So, sovereignly, kiyadechi asa Ravdimi bar Ravdimi. I mean, he holds like this. Meaning, Ravdimi showed up from Eretz Yisrael. So, Amar, he said, "Amrit Marava." They say in Eretz Yisrael, "Nahor anane zirin mohi b'chashoch anane sigin mohi." That if there's a lot of if the clouds are dark, then the rain's going to come. But if the clouds are light, so then you know there's not going to be so much rain in the clouds. That's what they use the pasuk, right? Either chashras mayim or chashchas mayim. That's how he interprets those pasukim. Okay. Vayter. Kaman az lahad tanya, whose shita is the following? Right. Mayim ha'elyonim b'mayimar heim teluyim. Right. Obviously, the water, as we said, right, by Maisa Bereishis, the water that was above the rakia, right, is teluyim, is suspended. By Maimar, by God's speech, by God's words, right, when He created the world, and the fruit of their, the existence, I would guess, is the rain, right? That the rain comes from there. Right? Obviously, that's Rabbi Yeshua. That's where we get the rainwater from. Rabbi Elazar, what does Rabbi Elazar hold? So, that's talking about what Akash Baruch Hu does. I mean, he's referring to Maisa Bereishis, right? That Akash Baruch Hu created the world, and that's through Maisa Bereishis. That's how we get rain, but it's not really talking about where the rain comes from per se. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Kol olam kulo mitamtzis Gan Eden u'shosa." The whole world drinks from the leftover waters from Gan Eden. Shnamas b'alzikas v'nari yitzim Eden la'ashkosas agan. Okay, Tana within the Raisa mitamtzis base kor shosa karta tarkov, and the Raisa gives a number actually that a tarkov is 1/60th, as you'll see the Gemara then continues to talk about the number 1/60th. It's 1/60th of the base core, so that's how much leftovers is letting the rest of the world drink is coming. The water is coming after the waters in Gan Eden. We're getting 1/60th of that water. Tamar Banu on the Brisa Eretz Mitzrayim Havia Dalameos Parsa Dalameos Parsa. It was 400 by 400 parsas. And that was 1/60th the size of Kush, which is usually translated as Ethiopia. Could actually be that it was India, but okay, either way. Kush echad mishishim ba'olam, and that's 1/60th of the world. Ba'olam echad mishishim ba'gan, and the world is 1/60th of Gan Eden. V'gan echad mishishim Eden, and the Gan is 1/60th of Eden. Right? It could be that Gan and Eden, right, are two different places, right? It could be that's Mashma and the Psukim and Bracious as well. That's possible. Veda, again, it's very difficult to understand what's going on in Bracious, but it could be, right? Meaning, the Pasuk says, for example, just to clarify, I mean, when it says the Olam is, the world is 1/60th of the Gan, and the Gan is 1/60th of Eden, right? We think of Gan Eden as one place, right? The Pasuk does say, right, that Akash Baruch Hu put the Gan be'Eden. I mean, that's the literal Pasuk says, that Akash Baruch Hu planted a Gan be'Eden. So Mikedem, right? So it could be that there was a garden in Eden, and that's what the Gemara here is referring to. So either way, so the garden is 1/60th of Eden, the Eden Echa Mishishim the Gehenim, and Eden was 1/60th of Gehenim. So Nimsa Kol Kulu Kikisa Kedere the Gehenim. Now you see that the whole world is like a cover of a pot, right? In terms of size, right? For Gehenim. V'yeshomrim, some people say Gehenim ain't Lashir. Some people say that Gehenim, there's no size, meaning it just goes on forever. V'yeshomrim Eden ain't Lashir. And some people say that, sure enough, the opposite is true as well, right, that Eden also has no size. Am Rabbi Oshia, my dechliya, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Shulchan da'al mayim rabim rabas otsarta, otsaros, otsaras, not sure, meaning that you live on great waters in the storehouses. There's a lot in the storehouses. So, migarim lebavel shiyu otsarosea maleos bar. Who causes Bavel to have a lot of filled storehouses? Harvei Omer, v'nei shishochenes amayim rabim, because it lives on a lot of water, because Bavel was in a valley, right? And all the rainwater would run into a valley. So, Amar Rav, atida Bavel, atira Bavel, I'm sorry, the chatra. The chatzda below mitra, right? Atira, tuf and shin in Aramaic can be exchanged. So atira could be ashira bavel, if bavel is rich. The chatzda below mitra, because it can plow and reap and sow, etc., without rain. I mean, it doesn't need rain. It can just use the water that kind of rolls into it. Amrabaiva, he says, naktinan, tovani velo yufshani, right? The bavel is a swamp, right? It's never yavesh, it is never dry. Okay. Vaiter, I think this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is the second Mishnah in the Perek, and again, backing, it could be I'm wrong, but either way, back to the issue of davening and rain, and we had obviously mentioned Mashiv Ruach Amar Geshem, and now what about Vesim Tal Umatar Levracha? So the Gemara, the Mishnah here, and we're going to talk about if you're familiar, right? There's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz in terms of saying Vesim Tal Umatar, asking for rain. In Eretz Yisrael we started already, and we'll see in a second, right? In Chutz Laretz, they wait until I think the 5th or 6th of December, something like that, and we'll explain exactly why that is. Begil b'mar cheshvan sholin l'agashanim, right? We see on the 3rd of Mar cheshvan we start asking for rain. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer b'shiva ba'or, Rabbi Gamliel says it's on the 7th, and that's sure enough, that's the halacha. Why is that? Tes vav yom achar hachag, k'de sheyagia achar shab Yisrael in our prosper. We wait 2 weeks, 15 days after Shmini Atzeres, to make sure that everybody who's going back, right, traveling back to their homes, right, at least can reach the Nahar Pras to the Euphrates, because again, as Rashi explains over here, that we're nervous that the rains will cause the Euphrates to kind of overflow and make it impassable, and people won't be able to get home. So we wanted to make sure everybody had ample opportunity to get home before we start davening for rain, right? Obviously, we daven with confidence, and we assume the Kosh Baruch Hu is going to answer our tefillos ASAP. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara says, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, sure enough, right, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that we start saying the same Talmud in Eretz Yisrael on Zion Cheshvan. Tanya with under Baisa, Chananya Omer, Chananya says, v'gola, and in Chutz Laretz, Ad Shishim B'Tkufa. We start saying the same Talamatar 60 days after the Tkufa, i.e., after the equinox. Right? So 60 days after the equinox, and I guess do the math, it's somewhere October 7th or 8th or 9th or something like that, depending on when it is. If you're in Chutz Laretz, you could probably tell me better than I could. Whether it's December 5th, 6th, 7th, 4th, I don't remember. But it's 60 days after the equinox, and that's why we have the different days in Minhagim. Amra Avuna Barchia, Amr Shmuel Halacha Chananya. Sure enough, the halacha is like Chananya. Ain't he really? Is really halacha is like that? Habo, my name is Shmuel. They asked the Shaila of Shmuel. Shmuel was in Bavel. Ve'emas Madkirin on Tevi Sin Talamatar. When you say Sin Talamatar, so Amr Lehu, he said to them, Michu Me'ayle Tzave Leveitau Tavus Rishva. The time they start to bring wood into Tavos. Tavos is a guy. Rishva, apparently, he was a hunter of birds. So, meaning, but it could have been anybody. Meaning, the point when they start bringing the wood inside, right, to escape, the time for when it's going to rain, right? And Pashas, the presumption is that's not 60 days after the equinox, but the Gemara says, no, Dilma, maybe that's exactly Hanyohach. Maybe that's exactly 60 days after the equinox. Ibai Lehu, they asked the Shaila, Yom Shishim, Kilifnim Shishim, Okalacha Shishim. When we say 60 days, is that Ad Ve'ad Bechlal or Ad Ve'lo Ad Bechlal? Meaning, do we include the 60 in the ones where we don't say Sein Talmud Matar, or do we start saying Sein Talmud Matar on the 60th day? So Toshma, we'll come and I'll give you a proof. Rav Amar Yom Shishim Kelachar Shishim, Shmuel Amar Yom Shishim Kelefnei Shishim, right? Obviously, Machog is Rav Shmuel. Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, V'simanech, and the way to remember who says what is Eloi Bar Maya, Tatai Lo Bar Maya. That the one on top, right, needs water, and the one on bottom does not. Shmuel, who lived in Bavel, right, that was, as we said, is in a valley, so he says, you don't need to ask for rain on the 60th day, and Rav, who was in general was in Eretz Yisrael, right? So he lived quote unquote in the mountains and higher, so he did need the rain. So he said we do count start saying Tehillim Tehillim Matar on the 60th day. Amar Papa Hilkasa Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim, and sure enough, that is the halacha that we do start asking for rain, right? 60 days after the equinox in Chutz Laretz. Okay, new Mishnah. Higia Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. Now let's say the 17th of Mar Cheshvan shows up and there's no rain. Velo Yodur Gushamim, and the rain is not starting to fall yet. So Hitchilu Hayichidim Misanim Gimel Tanios. So the Yichidim, and we'll talk about who that is in a second. As you can imagine, that was the more religious people in the nation. So the individuals, so they start fasting three fasts, and we'll see that the Gemara will explain that that's Bahab. That's what we're familiar with. That's not nowadays. That's not the Minhag nowadays. For Bahab. Bahab we do after Sukkot and Pesach for another reason. But that whole format of three fasts, it's not just three in a row, right? It's Monday, Thursday, Monday. Ochlan v'shosim mishech hashecha. They can eat and drink at night, meaning the fast starts in the morning. Umitarim b'malacha, right? Rochitza v'siko v'nilas asanel tashmamita, meaning you don't have any of the chamesh inuyim, right, that are asar on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, right? It's just a regular fast, right? Like, you know, the next fast coming up is Asar B'Tevi, so just a regular fast starts in the morning, and everything else is mutter. Except for eating, as you'll see in a couple of daf, we'll get to a point. Right, obviously, you can imagine if the year progresses and the rains still do not come, so then the fasts are going to get more strict. And sure enough, right, we start with a little bit more of a strict situation in the next case, right, in the Mishnah, and then obviously we'll proceed from there. But the Mishnah says, "Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev Lo'yar Dugashan." Now, let's say Rosh Chodesh Kislev, right, that's 2 weeks later, right, now there's still no rain, so then, Beis Din Gozrin Sholosh Tanios Al Tzibur. Now, everybody's fasting, right, this Monday, Thursday, Monday, right, and again, same halachos apply to these fasts, right, we're not going to increase the strictness of the fast, but still, everybody's going to do this fast, as more than just the Yechidim. Right, it's a regular fast, starts in the morning, everything else is mutter. And that's what they do. So the Gemara says, "My yichidim, who are the yichidim that we're talking about?" So as you might, as we said, Amar Rav Huna, that's the Rabbana, that's the Chachamim, who are going to take it upon themselves to fast for the Tzibur. For Amar Huna, Rav Huna says as well that Yechidim is Anim Shlosha Tanios, Sheni V'Chamisha V'Sheni. And the process, right, is like I said, Bahab is Monday, Thursday, Monday. So Gemara says, "My Kamash Malan." Well, what is Rav Huna teaching me? Right, the Tanina we already learned. We're going to learn this in a couple of weeks. No, a couple of days. Where is that? A couple of days. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Tesvav on the base. Good. Ain gozer and tainis al tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. Right, we don't start these fasts on a Thursday. Why? Shalom lakfia as a sharim, because we don't want to mess up the market prices. Because you start declaring a fast on a Thursday, so you're going to cause, right, everybody's going to need to make a couple of meals. You're going to have to need the breakfast meal on Thursday night. You're also going to need the Shabbos meals, obviously. What about doing Thursday in between Monday, Thursday, Monday? So by then, people already are aware that we have these fasts coming. So Pashas is they'll prepare and they'll be able to to buy in advance, and the marketplace won't get out of whack if you already started early in the week with the fasts and people know it's coming up. But if you go there and you start on Thursday, so then all of a sudden, you know, everybody rushes to the supermarket, starts buying toilet paper, and there's nothing available, no milk available, etc., etc. Okay. So we don't want to do that. But Ella Shalosh Taniyos Harishonos Sheni V'Chamisha V'Sheni. Right. So this mission already says that we do Monday, Thursday, Monday. So we do Bahab. So what is Rav Huna teaching me that the Yichidim fast Monday, Thursday, Monday? We know that we have already listened to the Mishnah what the procedure is. The Gemara says, Ma'od Tema. You might have thought it's a Hani Mili Tzibur. So that's only the Monday, Thursday, Monday. Right. That's only for the masses. Right. Because we don't want the marketplace to get out of whack. But Aval Yachid. But why shouldn't a couple of individuals or a handful of people, right, start fasting on Thursday? So therefore, Kamash Malan. No, right? Even though we're not going to have an issue with the marketplace, right? Still, we're going to keep that Monday, Thursday, Monday procedure. Tanya Nami Haki, also on their brisa, right? Same halacha keshchilu hayichidim lahat lesanos. When the Yechidim fast, so that's Mis'anin Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, right? Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Umafsikin, and they would stop, meaning they would not fast, right? But Rosh Chodashim, neither Rosh Chodesh, we have Tovim, Haksuvim, Megillas Tainus, or any of the holidays that are written in Megillas Tainus. If you remember from Rosh Hashanah, so the Megillas Tainus is a Megillah, is a book of times not when you will fast, but actually when they would not be allowed to fast because it was a bunch of holidays. and Chagim and happy days and throughout history. So ironically, Megillas Tainis is lists a bunch of days that you cannot fast. So if any of those days or Rosh Chodesh would fall out, let's say on the Thursday in between Monday and Thursday, sorry, they would not fast on that day. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan will learn Raisa. Al Yomar Adam Talmud Ani. A person should not opt in. A person should not sell himself short, meaning, and say that he's only a Talmud. So, any roi lios yachid, I'm not fit to be a yachid, one of the yachidim, one of the rabbanim we're talking about. Ella, rather, no. Kol talmid chachamim yachidim, every talmid chacham, right, is considered to be a yachid. You can live up to that label, to that moniker. Ezi yachid vezi talmid. How do you define a yachid, i.e., a rav, let's say, in a talmid? So, yachid kol shiroi lem nosar parnas al tzibor, right? A yachid, an individual. Someone could be in charge of a tzibur, of a shul, or say a neighborhood, or whatever. Talmud is kol shesholna, so advar halacha v'limudova omer. And someone who's considered to be a Talmud, right, it's not bad to be a Talmud, right, but a Talmud also is a level, right, that's someone who, you can ask him a shayla about what he's learning, so then he can go back to you, right, he can, you know, talk and learning with you in terms of the topic that he's familiar with. V'afilu b'sechus dekala, and even, it doesn't mean an easy tractate, that doesn't mean an easy mesechta, right, the kala with the easy is with a kuf. But Kala Mesechus Kala is also one of the easier Mesechtos. It's not even in the Mishnayos, but it's basically about weddings and stuff. Maybe it could be different explanations what exactly that was. But it could be that it was people would get together, Chachamim would get together before Yontif and like discuss certain random halachos. It wasn't considered to be a difficult Mesechta. I mean, even if he's studying an easy realm of halacha, right, and he can go back and forth with you and talk and learning, so that's considered to be a Talmud. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan will learn the Braisa. Lo kol harotza lo so sa'atzmo yachid oseh. Right, this Braisa says, however, right, before we said that people are allowed to, Talmid Chachamim are allowed to be yachidim. They're allowed to see themselves, right, as a yachid and opt into this whole fasting thing. This Braisa says the opposite, though. Lo kol harotza lo so sa'atzmo yachid oseh. Right, not everybody is just allowed to make themselves a yachid. Or Talmud osa, or he's not just allowed to make themselves a Talmud. And then Rabbi Meir says you can't just opt in, right? Don't be a Balgaiva, right? If you're not on the level, you're not on the level. Rabbi Yossi says, no, osa v'zachar l'tov, right? No, you can opt in, and then you're remembered for good, right? L'fisha ein shevach hulo, eletzar hulo, because seriously, tachlis, what are you doing? When you're opting into a fast to daven for rain for Am Yisrael, what do you mean? It's not like you're opting into this prestigious club, right? You're opting into a fast. So there is a very big schar for that, right, if you want to join the Echidim who are fasting. Tanya Idach, another Braisa says, similarly, lo kol harotza lasus atzmo yachid ose, Talmud ose, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right here, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you really are not allowed to opt into those levels. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, medvar amurim, but darishal shvach, that's only something that's praiseworthy, meaning if you're going to, carry yourself or dress or be ask someone else to address you in a certain manner, so that's, if you're going to get praised or it's going to an ego thing, so that's when you're not allowed to opt in. But darishal tsar, but something you're going to get pained, right, the ose v'zachar l'tov, right, she'in shevach hulo, right, el tsar hulo, right, again, you're allowed to opt in because it's not an enjoyable thing to fast with everybody else, right, and it's not a bal gaiva thing. Tanur Rabbanan will learn the Braisa. Misha haymis ana alatzar v'avra. Let's say you're fasting for something that bad, atzara, some sort of trouble, some sort of, something that will damage you or the tzibur, etc. V'avra, and it passes, right, before you finish the fast, right? Something, Rahman al-Islam, that's a low lane if someone is having a complex surgery and a person decides to fast. And, in the middle of the day, surgery is successful. Everybody says, obviously he needs a refuah shleima, but surgery is successful. The thing you wanted, right, matzliach, the surgery, the doctors think it went well. So the Gemara says that al hachola, or for example, like the I just gave you, right, al hachola v'nisrapa, or you're fasting for someone who's sick, and then they become better. So hareza misanu mashlim, right, you should finish the fast, right, you should finish it off, you shouldn't just stop and eating, and again, that, you shouldn't sell yourself short. Razi here says that people shouldn't think, that it was only because of this. Right, then once you're done with it, right, you don't want to make it al tanai that Kosh Baruch answers your tefillos. Right, sometimes that doesn't work out so well, and know, that people will think that, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, Rachman Litzlan, answer the tefillah, so they'll think that it was in vain, etc. We will finish your fast, right? Just be done with it, and use it for an opportunity for tefillos and rachman. Ha'holich me'makom she'im is'anin, l'makom she'im is'anin. Let's say someone's going, you know, traveling from a city where they're not fasting to a place where they are, right? Let's say from Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, for example. Ha'reizim is'anin imayim, you should fast with them. Me'makom she'im is'anin, l'makom she'im is'anin. What about the reverse, right? You travel, you come from a place where they're fasting and you're going to a place where they're not. So, right, unfortunately, you get the short end of the stick here too. But ha'reizim is'anin l'mashlim, where you should finish your fast. Shachach v'achov v'shasa. Let's say he ate, right, he forgot. So, al Yisrael b'fnei tzibur. Right, you shouldn't, waltz around with your belt untucked and show everybody that you've been eating. Right, you shouldn't, you shouldn't pound the food once you're eating. That's not a thing. Right, it's not like you broke your fast, therefore you should go to town. That's not a thing. Right, if you remember, in coming up to it, is it this week's parsha? Next week's parsha, I think. Next week's parsha. So Yaakov says to his brother, to the brothers, right, to his sons, when there's a famine, right, don't look like you have food, right? Yaakov had plenty of food, right? He didn't send the brothers down to Yosef because they were starving. He just wanted to send them down because he didn't want to look bad, right, from the neighbors. And that's the Gemara says here. Amar lehem Yaakov Lebanov, al tiru atzmechem kishatem sveim, don't show as if you're full, right? Because then they're going to be jealous of you, right? And they're going to have, maybe whether it's an ayin hara, maybe they attack you, they'll show you have food, etc. But you should go down, right, and get food from Egypt. But again, the same idea that you shouldn't kind of flaunt your situation, right, if everybody else around you is bitzar, is having a problem. So, al tir gezuba derech. Another pasuk that says, don't become upset on the journey. Now, this is not when Yaakov sent the brothers down. This is when Yosef already revealed himself and sent the brothers back up. And he said to the brothers, don't continue. Don't make yourself upset on the way. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lam Yosef v'Achav, al tis asku b'dvar alacha. Right, don't have a big, intense halachic discussion. You're going to have some sort of big fight, right? Some sort of big, some sort of battle in halacha, right? And then you're going to lose. You don't know where you're going. You'll lose your way, etc., etc. So, any of the Gemara says, is that really true? V'amar Rabbi Eloi ben Brachia, Shnei Tamei Chachamim Shemahalcha Madarach Vein Beneim Divrei Torah. Right, ruin the sarif. Right, one second. He told them not to talk Torah when they're traveling. Everybody's right. If two Tamei Chachamim are traveling, and come on, very rarely has there been a journey of Tamei Chachamim like the sons of Yaakov. Right, they're going up from Egypt. But if they don't talk Torah, they should be burned. Right, Shneimar, as the pasuk says. Right, vayhi hema holchim haloch v'daver. He's talking about Elisha and Elio. Right, they're walking and they're speaking. Right, and that's important. Haloch v'daver. Right, they're walking and they're speaking. Right, v'nei rechav esh v'seish v'yfrid ben shneim. Right, that's when they were separated. Right, that's when Elio and Avi went up to Shemayim. But they were walking and talking. Right, time of di'iko dibur. Right, the whole point. Right, that they were unhurt was because they were speaking in Torah. But halakha dibur, if they weren't talking, so ruining the sarif, they should have been burned. I said, what do you mean? How could Yosef tell them not to learn when they were traveling? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, halamigras, halayune. Yeah, it's to the migras, to be go race, to go over to Chazer, to kind of talk about and recall what you're learning, that's one thing. But the yune, right, don't be kind of upset, right? You ever see people arguing in Iyun Shir, they go nuts on each other. So that's what he was saying. Don't go crazy on each other, and don't analyze too deeply, because you'll get confused, you might get lost, you might cause an issue, etc. But Mesnisa Tana within the Braisa, Al Tafsiu Psia Gasa. I just want to mention Tosas before we get to that. Right, Tosas, interestingly enough, says the opposite. I mean, the Gemara says that he told them not to learn intensely on the journey. If you look at Tosas, Al Tirgizu Baderech, very interesting. Yish Medrash, the Medrash says, Al Tafsiku Midvar Alacha. Right, don't stop learning. Meaning, yes, go get Abba, go get my father, go get my Abba, go get Yaakov, but don't stop learning. Make sure you're learning the whole way. Okay, just interesting that the Mishnah, that the Medrash and the Gemara contradict. Okay, Masnisa Tana Willand and Abraisa, not a Masnisa, but a Braisa, usually. Al Tafsiku Psiogasa. Don't take too much of a step. Right, you don't run too fast, meaning you're going to get hurt. Right, to make sure you go into the city when the sun is up. It literally means to gather the sun into the city, but make sure you get to the city and don't travel when it's dark. And the Gemara says, "Al tafsiu psiu gasa." Why shouldn't you take a big step? Right, meaning why shouldn't you run too fast? Amar says, "Psiu gasa notelas echad." Right, that's going to hurt a person's eyesight when he travels too quickly. And make sure you get into the city while it's still sunlight outside. A person should go out when it's kitov and go in when it's kitov. Right? The pasuk says, "Ra'elokim kitov." Right? It's talking about the daytime, right? When it's during the day. So Shemar's pasuk says, "Avoka or v'anashim shulchu." Right? When Yosef sent the brothers back to Yaakov, right, he waited, right, to, after he revealed himself, he waited the next day and sent them back already when it was morning, and that's when they started the journey, and that's, in fact, exactly what we've been talking about. Okay, Shkoach, Kol Rabosai, we'll go Vayter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.